Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to day two of the Chief Rabbi's Priyamim Noraim Conference, Alel Tafshin Pei Gimel. So a little bit different than yesterday, more intimate. And today we have a shiur for the Robertsons this morning, and I've chosen to speak about with the input from Michelle, who did a lot of hard work working on the logistics to arrange my trip here. Yes. She deserves a very big round of applause and a very, very big Asher Kochech for all of her hard work and all the back and forth and all the arrangements. Really, Baruch Hashem, thank you so very much and facilitating the zchus of allowing me to share Divrei Torah together. So with the consultation of the Rabbitsons, my understanding is, and the share that I prepared, the official title is Sarah, Rachel, and Hannah, From Prayer and Longing to Redemption and Rejoicing, long title, Rosh Hashanah and the Power of Prayer. So what are we speaking about? What we're speaking about is the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah and the Haftorah for both days, okay? So let us, and these passages, these biblical passages from Torah and Nevi'im speak about great biblical women and specifically their experiences as they are answered through their tefillos and their longing for child. I know as well, I had this in mind when I was preparing this year, that it ties into some of what the conference is going to be addressing, which is the issue of infertility. Correct, Michelle? Infertility in your Jewish communities. Alo aleinu velo aleichem. And so what we are going to see is that these great biblical women themselves, all three of them, Sarah, which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah Torah reading, Chana, the first day of Torah of Rosh Hashanah, and Rachel from Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, the second day of Torah, also underwent and experienced this period of tremendous longing and waiting before the child was born. So the first day of Rosh Hashanah Torah reading is from Parak Chof Aleph of Sefer Bereishis. It is the entire Parak Chof Aleph. We are only going to be looking at the beginning, which details Sarah being redeemed and remembered after, of course, Sarah has the child when she is 90 and when Avram is 100 years old. The passage tells us after that Sarah sees Ben Hagar HaMitzris Mitzachik, and she tells Avram Gareshas HaAmazos Vespina, send her away. Hashem says whatever she says, listen. And the rest of the parak deals with, also thematic to Rosh Hashanah, by the way, another mother and her child, Hagar straying in the desert. She throws the child under one of the shrubs. He cries out and God answers him, Basher Husham. That is not the focus of our tefillah today. So of our tefillah, of our shir today. So we are going to begin on your first handout.
I've just realized I've given up page one.
What's wrong with the hand? Everything's okay? Everyone has? Okay, so we begin in, there's two pages. Okay, so please make sure you have both pages. We begin, again, we're just focusing, this is the Kriyas HaTorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Parachof Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Ches. I'm just going to wait till everyone settle with the handouts, please. Ruchot HaBaot. Welcome. We're really just starting. You're not late. Please come in. If there are not enough handouts, then just sit next to someone. That's what I say in the Engel Zovod Mervik. If there aren't enough handouts, just sit next to someone who has them, please. I try very hard to take out the Seamus. It takes me a long time to, never mind make the handouts, take out the Seamus from the handouts. So it's possible, I'm saying public servants announcement, one of the Seamus Hashem escaped me. Please be careful with them. They may, by accident, have Seamus that was not taken out. Please be cautious when you, hopefully not, dispose of these sheets. Okay, so let us begin in Parachof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph through Ches. And what is the Torah passage that we read on Rosh Hashanah? Let's go through the Pesukim together. V'Hashem Pakad Es Sarah. Interesting Lashon, if you were in yesterday's Shir, if not, it's on YU Torah. You can go listen. We spoke about the concept of a tafkid, that every person comes into this world with a tafkid and a mission. And really, here we have, right in the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, the understanding that God remembered Sarah, and in remembering her, appointed her with this mission, which was to be the first aim by Yisrael. Hashem pakad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah. Kasher Amar, like he spoke. When did he spoke? When did he speak? In Perek Yud Zayin, back in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Zayin, Hashem comes to Avram, and Hashem says to Avram, "V'Sarah ishtecha yoledes lecha ben, v'karas es shmo Yitzchak." So actually, Avram knows about the arrival of Yitzchak even before the Malachim. The Malachim come in Perek Yud Ches, and they say, "Ke'ez chaya shov ashuv ke'ez chaya v'hinei ben l'Sarah ishtecha." But Avram is already informed of the birth of the child back in Perek Yud Zayin, when he's commanded to do Brit Milah. Hashem tells him a child will be born, and therefore Hashem pakad et Sarah kasher amar. Hashem remembered and redeemed and appointed her with a tafkid. She now goes from being a lonely woman to being the first aim by Yisrael kasher amar, like he promised to Avram back in Perek Yud Zayin. Vayas Hashem l'Sara kasher diber v'tahar. She conceived v'teilid Sarah la'Avram ben l'skunav. Sarah gave birth to Avram, a son in his old age, l'moed asher diber also Elohim, at the appointed time, like Hashem spoke to him. Is everyone with me? You know where I am? Are you just listening? Because I see none of it's following along. It's fine. You don't have to. I just want to make sure you know what's going on. You have the handouts. Okay. And Avram called the name of his son that was born to him, that was given birth by Sarah, Yitzchak. Now, Rashi tells us in Perek Yud Zayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Rashi tells us that Yitzchak is an acronym. Yesterday we spoke about an acronym for the name Moshe Rabbeinu. Today we speak about the acronym of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is an acronym, also related to Gematria. Yitzchak is 10. So Rashi says the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perakei Basar Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Olav Hashem V'Amad B'Kulam. With 10 tests, Avram was tested and he withstood them all. So Yud stands for the 10 tests of Avram. This is Nami. This is Rashi to Perek Yud Zayin. Okay. Tzadi is 90. 90 is the age that Sarah was when the child was born. Ches is 8 because Bris Milah is done on the 8th day of birth of the baby boy. And Kuf is 100 because Avram was 100 years old when the child is born. So Yitzchak, the name, symbolizes really the journey of Avram and Sarah together to have this child. The 10 Nisyonos, the 90 years of Sarah, the 8 days of Bris Milah, and the 100 years of Avram Avinu. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Beno, and Avram did Bris Milah on Yitzchak Hassan. This is the first, I'm using the word Jewish, even though they're really not Jewish yet, because we haven't had Yitzhak Mitzrayim or Matan Torah, the mass conversion. They're not even the Bnei Yisrael because Yaakov's not around yet, but it is the father of the Umma Yisraeli. So this is the first child that will be born into Am Yisrael that has Bris Milah on the 8th day of birth. Because remember, when Avram did Bris Milah for himself at the end of Perek Yud Zayin, he was 99 years old. So this is the first pre-Jewish child who will have the bris at 8 days old. Kasher tzivos olokim va'avram ben ma'at shana. Here's the kof. Behivaleilo Yitzchak b'no. Avram was 100 years old when his son Yitzchak was born to him. Vatomer, and Sarah said, Tzchok asali alokim kol shomer yitzachakli. God has made laughter. God has made rejoicing for me. Everyone who hears will laugh, will rejoice over me. And if you look at Rashi, should be very clear, Rashi is right under the psukim, and I bolded the titles of Rashi. Yitzachakli, what does it mean when Sarah said, Kol Shemei Yitzachakli, everyone who hears will laugh for me, Yismach Alai, will rejoice for me. Umedrash Agada, and a Medrash Agada says, Harbei Akaros Nifkadu Ima, Harbei Cholim Nisrapu Bo Bayam, Harbei Tfilos Na'anu Ima, Virov Schok Hayab Olam. The Medrash tells us that many barren, infertile women were remembered along with her. Many people were healed on the day Yitzchak was born, and many tefillos were answered along with Sarah's tefillos. So even though we do not see in the Torah text that Sarah David, we see by Yitzchak and Rivka and Parshas Toldos, he's standing b'zavidzu mitpalal, he omedet b'zavidzu mitpalalat. By Sarah we do not see that, but the Medrash clearly tells us that she davened, and many tefillos were answered along with hers. V'rav schok haya ba'olam. There was so much rejoicing in the world, not only because Avram and Sarah had a child, but because it brought Yeshuos to so many people as well. Going back to the Psukim Tumor, Psukim Vatomer, and she said, Mi Milel la Avram, Heinika Banim Sar. Milel means to speak. Vahavas Ba'adam Ruach Mamalala. Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin Bereishis, speaking spirit. Who would have, what do we say in Shiravas? Okay, I'm not taking too much time. But Tamar, Mimi Dala Avram, who would have believed, who would have spoken to Avram, who would have said to Avram, Hey Nika Banim Sarah, Sarah will nurse children, ki aladati ben this kunav, who would have believed, who would have been able to say that this would happen? And Rashi says, Mimi Lala Avram, Lashon Shavach v'chashivus. It is a language of praise and importance. Ru'ushi was saying, see, Mihu v'kamahu shomer haftachaso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavtiach v'oseh. Look at this, Sarah was saying, who is he, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how much he guards his promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise and he keeps his promise. Could you have possibly have said that at 100 years old, Sarah will nurse children? Rashi tells us something very interesting, which I did not include, which is that Sarah nursed many sons. And what does that mean? So Rashi quotes the Medrash Agada that on the day of the big Mishnah Gadol, people said she brought home a child from the marketplace. It can't possibly be her child. To prove that it was her child, her body had undergone the biological changes, she actually nursed. I'm sure you've heard this. The princesses brought their own children. Rashi tells us on this passage, and she nursed those children as well. Vayigdal hayalad, vayigamal, the child grew up, and he was weaned. Vayas Avram Mishnah Gadol, Avram made a big feast, b'yam higamal es Yitzchak. On the day that he weaned Yitzchak. Oh, one more thing. Mileh, the last Rashi, shina hakasav alo, remember I told you Midel means to speak? So how come Rashi says the Pasuk changes the language? It doesn't say Dibir. Why doesn't it just say who would have spoken to Avram that Sarah nursed children? Why does it say Milel? Gematria Shelo Kuf. Because the Gematria of Milel is 100. It's easy Gematria. Mem is 40. Lamed is 30. 30 and 30. 60 and 40 is 100. Klamar Lesof Meil Avram. So Milel once again alludes to the fact that Avram was 100 years old when he was born. This is the beginning of the Kriya Satorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. After 90 years and 100, respectively, of Avram and Sarah being barren, a child is born. Now we move to the Haftorah for the first. This is all the introduction. Now we move to the Haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Haftorah is from Sefer Shmuel, Aleph, the entire Perek Aleph, through Perek Beis Pasuk Yud, which is Shira Chana, Tfilas Chana. Okay? So it begins with the story. There are two rival wives, if you will, to Elkanah. You have Peninnah, who has many children. Once again, you will note that the themes here are not only tefillah and redemption, but the themes are the idea, not the idea, the condition, the nisayon of infertility. And you have these two rival wives. Elkanah has two wives. Peninnah has many children. And Chana is unable to bear and unable to conceive. We are going to begin, and what happens? Peninnah taunts Chana. There are very strong midrashim, and in Lashon of the Gemara, Peninnah l'shem shamayim niskavna. Peninnah had the best of intentions, but actually where the Gemara tells you that, the Gemara actually says, Peninnah v'satan l'shem shamayim niskavnu. I don't know who wants to be in the company of the Satan, and Peninnah had the best of intentions, but l'maisa, ultimately she was punished for causing such great pain to Chana. That's not what we're speaking about. We're going to look at the passage where Chana davens for the child, and then she is remembered, and the child is born to her. So we are folk, and then she sings the song of thanks. That's the Haftorah reading. It begins Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, through Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud. Haftorah for first day. Okay. So now we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph. You with me on the handout? Okay, Psukim Yud through Chaf. I'm just going to tell you one Pasuk before, which is Pasuk Tes, which is not included on your handout. I'm going back one Pasuk. So every year, Elkanah would take his family. They would go up to be Olo the Rego, to the Mishkan and Shiloh, and he would give out food to his whole family, and Chana would get this, like, Nebuch one portion, and Peninnah would get a portion for herself and all of her children, and Peninnah would make Chana feel bad. The Medrash said, she would say to her, did you buy clothing for your children yet? Did you give food to your children? Yeah. Now, the Gemara explains, and Rashi says that she wanted her to daven. However, her methods, her methodology was so pain-inducing that ultimately she was punished for it. You're going to see something similar by Yaakov Avinu. So here we go. Pasuk test. So I'm going back one pasuk, not on your hand. Vatakam Chana achrei achla b'shilo. Chana gets up after she finished eating in Shilo. Vachrei shasa after she drank. Ve'edia kohen yashav alakise amezuzot heichal Hashem. And Edia kohen is sitting by the guard post, the mezuzot, the door post. Okay, by the heichal of Hashem. He's sitting by the Mishkan. Now we go to your handout. V'hi marat nefesh, and she was an embittered soul. Vatitpalel al Hashem. She cried unto Hashem. Ubacho tivkeh. Now she davened. She davened to Hashem. Unlike Sarah, that we only know that she davened because Chazal tell us that beyond the Psha, Chana, the Psukim, tell us beferush that she is davening. And of course, the Gemara learns out from Chana the structure of our prayer. Vatitpalel al Hashem ubacho tivkeh. A double lashon of crying. She wept. She bitterly wept. Vatidor neder, and she took an oath. Vatomer, could I just see something? I just want you to know where we're up to. We're right at the perfect. We're right at the top of page 2. Thank you. First pasuk on page 2. Vatidor neder, and she took an oath. Vatomer, and she said, Hashem tzivakot, Hashem the Lord of hosts, imra o tir eb anayi amasecha, uzchartani velo tishkachas amasecha. If you will surely see the affliction of your maidservant, and you remember me, and you do not forget your maidservant, v'nasata la'amascha zera nashim, and you give to your maidservant seed of man, meaning progeny. Sometimes it's very hard to translate Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Tanakh into English. We do that because we speak English, and we live in a chutz la'aretz, but Zara Nashim, she's asking for children. Unesativ la kol yemechayav. Umara lo yal al roshosh. So she makes a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the deal? I am going to dedicate this child to be a servant of God. A razor will not pass upon his head. V'haya ki kir basali hit palal ufnei Hashem. She's having more and more and more. V'eli shomer pian. Eli is watching this woman. And how is she davening? She's whispering. She's davening, famous, only to herself. Again, why are we here? Because this is the Torah for day 1 of Rosh Hashanah. V'chani hi midaberet aliba. And Chana is speaking upon her heart. Rak svatena of the kolol lo yishamer. Her lips are moving, which is our structure of the Shemona Esrei, but her voice cannot be heard. And Eli thinks that she is a shikor. This is where the word comes from, by the way, okay? Not to use like a not nice sounding word. I'm being serious. Shikor is from the word shikora. However, you see that the letter spell can be rearranged to spell? What? Very nice. I was going to say something else. Make the shin into sin. Kisara. Kishera, very nice, yes. Also, it could be Kisara. Just like Sarah has a rival wife, so to speak. I know it wasn't the main wife, but Hagar has a child. The first time she is with Avram, Perek Tezayin, she actually conceives, which is why Sarah sends her away. Just like the rival wife has no problem with conception, and Sarah has to wait 90 years for a child. Okay, very nice, Kishera, add that to your notes. And if you move the nakuda of the resh, it's kisara. Vayomer la'eli ad masai tish takarin hasiri esyonech me'aleich. Until when will you continue to be drunk? Remove the wine from upon you. And Chana answers and she says, no, my master, I am a woman of embittered soul, embittered spirit. I have not had wine or hard alcohol to drink. Yayin v'sheichar v'ashpoch et nafshi lefnei Hashem. I am pouring out my soul in pain before God. Al titein et amatecha lifnei bat blial. Do not think I am a wicked woman. Ki meirov sichi v'kaasi dibarti adheina. Because from now, what sichi? Sin yod ches? What? What do you say? What does it mean? Okay, so sin yod ches in Chumash, in Talach, means three things. It means plants, herbs of the field. Perek Beis Pasuk Hey of Sefer Bereishit, v'chal siyah chasada terem yeh ba'aretz, v'chal esav chasada terem yitzchvach, ki lohim tir Hashem elokim, v'adam ayin la'avot et ha'adama. V'chal siyah chasada terem yeh ba'aretz, no herbage, no grass of the field had yet sprouted. Sin yud ches means plants. Sin yud ches means prayer. Bereishis 24:63, Parshas Chayesara. Not Chayesara, just joking. Yeah, Chayesara. Right after the Misasar, 24:63, Chavdal Samech Gimel, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnon Erev. Vayisa Aina, Vayarvi Neg Malimbam, Both Rashi and Unkel say, quoting the Gemara in Brachos Chavav Amar Beis, what does Yitzchak ought to do in the field? Davin. What's the lashon that's used? Sin Yod Ches. And finally, it means conversation. Kuf Yitess of Tehillah. Ma Hafti Sorosecha. Kolim Yisichasi. How much I love your Torah all day. It's my conversation. So Sin Yod Ches, and it's something that I focused on in my shir yesterday as well by Bosch. I focus very much on Shorashim. If you listen to me online, you'll know. And if you're learning with me yesterday and today for the first time, you now see it's extremely important to focus on Shorashim. When you're learning Lashon HaKodesh, I don't mean modern day Ivri. When you learn Lashon Tanakh, Shorashim carry an entire message in and of themselves. Yesterday we gave three interpretations for Bosh. So Sin Yud Ches actually means three things: plants, tefillah, and conversation. It's interesting that the word appears also in the first day of the Kriya Sitar for Rosh Hashanah. What does Hagar do to the child, Yishmael? Al era b'mod hayalad, I do not want to see the death of the child. Vatishlechos otachas achad hasichim. She throws him under one of the plants, under one of the bushes. But it's also, she throws him away. Achas hasichim, there is the element of prayer involved in the story of Hagar and Yishmael. And of course, Baruch Hu Taka listens. Vayishmael kimas kolonar. How do we know there's tefillah? Because he's thrown under the sin yod ches. Well, what's sin yod ches? Plants, conversation, and prayer. Exactly. It's extremely important to focus on Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh. It will open up your eyes to a whole new world. I mean, it's just really, really fascinating. So therefore, Meirov Sichi, either from abundant conversation or from abundant prayer and distress, I've spoken until now. And Eli answered and he said, L'chil shalom, go in peace, go to peace. The God of Israel will give you a request that you have asked from him. You can see why this is so thematic to Rosh Hashanah. It is a day when we stand before God, humbled and pouring out our hearts in prayer as the book of judgment is open before him. And we pour out our hearts in the sicha, the tefillah, just like she did. We too cry out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she says, may your maidservant find favor in your eyes. And she goes on her way. And she eats upanelo hayulaot. Her face was not like it was before. In other words, she had a change in countenance. Before she was downcast, before she was despondent, before she was broken, she understands that there has been a transformation as a result of this prayerful experience in the Mishkan of Hashem. Vayishkuma baboker, they get up in the morning, and they prostrate, they bow down before God, and they go home to their house in the Ramah, and Elkanah knew, or knows Chana, his wife, in the biblical sense, just like Avram, just like Adam, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Abereshis, Vayeda, Adam, Eschava, Ishto, in that case, she is Shais. Elkanah knows Chana, his wife, in an intimate sense, Vayizkara Hashem. So by Sarah, we are told, if you remember the first word of Kriya Sitar, is Vashem Palkarat Sarah. And here we are told, Vayizkara Hashem. Once again, the idea that God remembered, and it was after some time passed, and Hannah conceived, and she gives birth to a son, and she calls his name Shmuel. What is the root of Shmuel? Kimei Hashem Sheiltiv. This child was requested from God. I skip because, as you see already, the clock is going so fast. We clearly cannot go through every pasuk on the first day of Kriyas HaTorah, first day of Torah, and second day of Torah. That's all we're going to do. This is all the introduction. And after the child is weaned, that's what's missing in these psukim. Last psukim of the Haftorah here that we are focusing on, psukim Chaf Vav through Chaf Zayin. That Tomer, and she says, she goes back to the Mishkan with the child, back to Eli, Bi Adoni Chai Nafsheich, Hashem, Ani Ha'isha, Hanitzavat Imach, Imcha, Bazel Hitpal Hashem, do you remember me? She goes back to Eli, she says, remember me? 2 years ago, I was here with the child. Interesting, the theme of weaned is also prominent, both in the Kriyas HaTorah. Remember, the Mishta Gadol was made on the day that Avram weaned the child, while Sarah weaned the child. And here again, after he is weaned, he is dedicated to God. I'll just give you an example. Think about this. What is the biblical word for weaning the child? I can't hear, I'm sorry.
Gimel
Mem Lamed. What does Gimel Mem Lamed also mean?
Camel.
You must focus on Shorashim when you learn. It's going to open up your eyes. And if you teach the women or the congregants in your kehila, it's an entirely different way of learning Chumash. I attribute my interest and focus very much, for those who learn with me regularly, I mean, I focus on it all the time, to learning of Shamshon Fal Hirsch. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, over the years, he has really trained me to become very aware of the etymology of words. So there's also a principle. This is like side point, okay? There's a principle when you learn Tanakh, if words share the same root, they have to be connected. Even if they seem at face value not to be connected. It's not possible. So it seems at face value that camel has nothing to do with being weaned at all. But that's not true. There has to be some connection between the gamal. Where do we see gamal feature most prominently in Chumash? Of Soloveitchik says, all right, so I say shir. It's supposed to be an hour and a half. It's never an hour and a half. 2 hours, 3 hours. The Talmidim come out exhausted and I come refreshed. I know you have someone after me, but I did start 10 minutes late, so I might go and take my extra 10 minutes. Okay, I'm going to see the crown jewels this afternoon. So I'm not going to keep you here for 3 hours. Let's go. So gamal has to have a connection between camel and being weaned. I'm pointing something very, very interesting out to you. You see camels feature prominently in Perchov Dalad. We already quoted it by the Shidduch. Rivka is so involved with the horse. If you pay attention to the Psukim, which is not the Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah, it's more about the camels than the Shidduch. And I'm actually not joking. The whole story is about the camels. So if you look at the Kliyakar to Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Yedalet, he points out that they're called camels, and that's why Rivka is so involved with them, because it's the same showish as Ashlosh Advarim Ha'olam Omeid Ala Torah Ve'al Vodah Ve'al Gemidu Chasadim. So it's chasad. To go mal is to dole out camel and wean a child. You see the depth of Torah? If I came here to teach you this, dayinu. You have to be so midaktik when you learn Chumash, Tanakh. So let's just put it together quickly. Camels are an animal, I'm talking about in biblical times, that are really gomel chesed for their masters. They carry the burden. How did Yitzchak get everything? I mean, he had to schlep a lot of things. Kol tuv adona biyado. He's going to take all those presents to Rivka. They don't have trucks. They don't tractor trailers. They don't have, what do you call a trunk here? The back of the car. What do you call it?
Boots.
The boot. They don't have a boot. So how are they going to get everything to where they have to go? The camels self-sacrifice to do for somebody else. That's the essence of Gemilas Chasadim. They also go a very long way without drinking water. So they are not a tircha on the owner. It's total self-sacrifice. In doing chasad. So I have not seen this brought down anywhere, but I think it makes sense. I love this psha. What does it have to do with weaning the child, which occurs both in the first day Torah reading and in the first day of Torah? Yitzchak is weaned and Shmuel is weaned. Yeah. Say it again, please.
You give them enough until they can stand on their own.
So how are you connecting the Shoashim?
The camel drinks and then goes a long way by itself.
Okay.
So the mother gives to the child and then sets it on its way. And the greatest chesed is when you give to someone and then they can, the kind of chesed is that they can become.
Okay, very nice. Very, very nice. Very, are you the same one who said the kshera?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very nice. I'll tell you my pshat. When a child is nursing, the child is only a taker. Yes, it smiles at the mother. It feels warm for the mother, plays with the mother's hair, or sheitel, or tichel. But at the time that the child is nursing, it's only taking. Being weaned represents the moment when the child recognizes we come to this world not only to take, but also to give. You know, when the baby, even toddler, in between baby and toddler, you give them Cheerios. They have that here. Yesterday they didn't have the book I mentioned here. Okay, no one knew the book yesterday. The little engine that could. A few people did. You know when you give them and they hold out a Cheerio, they want you to take it, even if they put it in their mouth after. Weaning the child indicates the stage when the child realizes we do not come to this world only to take. When a child is nursing, it's kulo taking from the mother. I'm not talking about the gratification the mother gets in nursing the child. It's being a taker. It's drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. The moment it's weaned and it starts eating other foods, at that moment it's going to share. Whether it's going to share with the pet in the house, whether it's going to share with a friend, not always, whether it shows a game to the mother and takes it back. And therefore, vayigamal is to wean because it's the beginning of the child's journey to become a gomel chesed. Only upon weaning the child when it stops taking 100% is that the moment when it starts learning, we don't only come here to take, we come here also to give. What is giving? Gemilas chasadim. Okay, gevaldik, let's go. So, el anar hazeh hitpalalti. Such beautiful words. El anar hazeh hitpalalti. To this child, I prayed. Vayitein Hashem li et she'elati asher sha'alti mi'imo. And God gave me, he answered me, my request, which I asked from him. The Haftorah, so Kriyas Haftorah for the first day, Sarah is remembered. Yitzchak, we spoke about the Gematria of Yitzchak, we spoke about the weaning, we looked at a few Rashis. Now we went to the Haftorah for the first day. Chana, we looked at the passage, her pain, her longing, her prayer, her redemption, the birth of the child. Now we go to the Haftorah for the second day. I'm skipping the Haftorah just for purposes of our shiur for the Kriyas Haftorah for the second day, which is Perichov Beis Abrashis, because that's the Kedus Yitzchak. So for purposes of our shiur, we're not focusing on that. Now we go to Yirmiyahu. Perich Lamed Aleph of Yirmiyahu is the Haftorah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's Yirmiyahu, for your reference, Psukim Aleph through Yud Tes. It's a vision of the end of days. We are not doing the entire Haftorah. Let's look at these psukim. Okay, so we're taking an extra Haftorah for day two. Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, Yud through Yud Zayin. So some of you might be thinking, I don't know, I hope not. Don't tell me if you are, but this is all very nice, but I'm never in shul for the Kriyas Haftorah or for the Haftorahs, because Baruch Hashem, I have my own children at home, whether they're weaned or not weaned, or I have to warm up some food, or I'm doing Hachnas Hazarchim for people in my community. This is the Haftorah reading, and this is the Kriyas Haftorah for Hashem. I'm not trying to justify. I'm trying to explain that if you think to yourself, this doesn't have relevance to me, Chalila v'chas, every word of Torah, every letter of Torah, every crown and every nekuda of Torah has relevance to each and every single one of us, whether you will be in Beis Knesset at this point or whether you will not be in Beis Knesset at this point. Let's go. Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed, Lamed Aleph Psukim Yud through Yud Zayin. Okay? Again, this is just an excerpt from the complete Haftorah. It's a vision of the end of days. And it's so beautiful. Hello, welcome. So nice. Michelle told me that this is the first time they did Michelle right at the annual conference, just a special track for the Rabbitsons. It's beautiful. Shachianu, it's so nice. Kanainahar, beautiful. Big schos to be here. Shimu dvar Hashem goyim. Listen, O you nations, to the word of God. V'hagidu ba'iim mirmerchok. And tell the islands from afar. V'imru mizra Yisrael. And we will say to the scattered of Israel, Yikabtsenu. We will be gathered in Ushamro Kiroa Edro. Hashem will guard us like a shepherd guards his flock. What page am I on in your handout? I'm just going for my page 2. In the middle. Thank you. Kipada Hashem is Yaakov. Again, Hashem has redeemed Yaakov. The concept of redemption by Sarah, the concept of redemption by Chana, and now we have the concept of redemption by the entire Klal Yisrael. Ugalam Yad Chazak Mimenu. Hashem redeemed him from a hand that's stronger than him. Uba'u v'rininu b'miram Tzion. And come and let us sing, let us exalt in the heights of Tzion. V'naharu al tuv Hashem. And in the end of days, there will be an ingathering of exiles, and we will all stream to the goodness of Hashem. It's so interesting. When I've been davening here, I feel closer to Eretz Yisrael. And when I was saying v'sechazene neinu, I'm bound to the east, I thought I'm so many miles closer to Eretz Yisrael. And soon, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be all the way with the Kibbutz Galus. And that's what this Nevuah is speaking about. And we will stream to the goodness of God, al dagon v'al tirosh v'al yitzar, upon grain, upon wine, upon oil, v'al b'nei tzon u'bakar, and upon sheep and cattle. It's talking about the wealth that will be for Klal Yisrael in the end of days in Tzion. V'haishon nafsham kigan raveh. Our souls will be like a watered garden, not parched with the travails of exile. V'lo yasifu l'dava od. And my nation will not continue to worry anymore. Az tismach basula b'mechal. Then the shidduch, do they have that here? I hope not. Then the shidduch crisis will be resolved, and the virgin will rejoice in her dances. Ubachurimus kenim yachtov. And young men and old men together. V'hafachti evlam l'sason. This is Haftorah for Rosh Hashanah. The personal redemption of Sarah. The personal redemption of Chana becomes the national redemption of all of Klal Yisrael. Because what are we really davening for on Rosh Hashanah? Not only our personal Sefer HaChaim, which of course we're davening for, but we're davening for the ultimate Gula when Hashem will be Melech al Kol Haaretz. V'ayah Hashem l'melech al Kol Haaretz, we say in the Musaf. V'yamu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We're not only davening for the Sefer HaChaim for ourselves, for Parnasa, for Shidduchim, for children, for Hatzlacha, for Bracha, for Nachas Mibanet. We're davening for the ultimate Geula, when Hashem will be crowned king. Now he is only our king, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Devarim 6:4. Hero Israel, Achshav Hu Elokeinu, Bayom Hu, on that day, on the great day, he will be the God of all of the world. And then the virgin will rejoice in her dances, and the young men and the old men together. V'hafachti Evlam L'sason, V'nichamtim, V'simachtim Yogonam. I will turn their mourning to rejoicing. I will comfort them. I will have them rejoice from their sighing. I don't know what it's like in these communities, but you are all rabbitans of communities. I don't have the title rabbitan. I'm not a rabbitan. But I am in a similar capacity because as a teacher of Torah, I spend a lot of time talking to people, and people spend a lot of time talking to me. Torah speaks to us and opens our hearts, and they want to talk. They need to speak. And perhaps me, perhaps you like me, and certainly your husbands, the Rabbanim, we hear so much pain from people. Their struggles, their travails, their names for davening. Whether I know it's the focus of this conference, the quest for children. Some people cry in their quest for children, and others cry in the tsar of their children. I saw in the booklet they gave out yesterday, the struggles with Parnasa, Shorashim, Michya, is sustenance, and Melchama, Al HaMichya Val Kalkala. Melchama is war, and Lechem, bread, same Shorash. Rabbi Pesach Kron says, because making lechem is a melchama, parnas is a battle. And I surmise that nobody here only davens for themselves. Because we feel the yagon, we feel the avelus, we feel the burden of being responsible for others in Klal Yisrael, call Ravim Zabazan. The Navi describes, this is what we read on Rosh Hashanah, don't only redeem us individually, not only my community, not only my country, the whole world should be redeemed. V'nichamtim, and that great day God will comfort us. This is all the introduction. V'simachtim v'yagonam, I will cause them to rejoice from their pain. V'rivesi nefesh, it's not really the introduction. It is. V'rivesi nefesh ha'kohanim deshem, and I will satisfy the souls of the kohanim with fatness, meaning with goodness. V'ami es tuvi spunu Hashem, and my nation, my goodness, they will be satiated with, says God. I hope you're following along. The next three psukim are very famous. The psukim that come before, not so much, but now you know them. Call Amar Hashem. And now we meet another biblical woman on Rosh Hashanah. Call Amar Hashem, call Baraman Ishma. So says Hashem, a voice is heard on the heights. Nehi b'chi tamrumim, lamentation, keening, and bitter weeping. Rachel mevakal baneha. Rachel, who waited so long for children, is now crying for those children. May Anna lihinachem abanaki, and she refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no longer. Ko Amar Hashem, mini kolich mi bechi. Hold your back, hold your voice back from crying. Ve'inayich midima, and your eyes from tears. Ki yesh schar lepulateichnu, Hashem, v'shavu me'eretz oyev. There is a reward for your efforts, promises God. They will return from the land of the enemy. V'yesh tikva. There is hope for your end, promises God. V'shavu banim l'gvulam. Sons will return to the border. We live near an airport in Widmer, New York, near JFK. And whenever Al Al flies overhead, I'm not joking, I actually say kapitel k'chavav, shir hamalas b'shuv Hashem et shiva tzion hayinu k'cham. And whether I see it landing or taking off, I always take a few seconds to say that kapitel of Tehillim. B'shuv Hashem et shiva tzion hayinu k'cham. It shouldn't be a temporary trip from here to Medinat Yisrael. The Tiferet Medinat Yisrael. It should be an eternal trip that will never end. as we are all returned home. And that's what the Navi promises us. When I was in Eretz Yisrael in the summer of 29, how's everyone doing? Are we okay? Okay, it's such a schus. Baruch Hashem, to learn together. When I was in Eretz Yisrael with my family in the summer of 2019, we did a tour of Har Herzl. Not the Herzl Museum. We had a private tour guide, and we did a tour, I don't know what to call it, a visit to Har Herzl. There are thousands and thousands of soldiers buried on a Herzl. We went to many different graves, including the graves I requested to go to the Peretz boys. One of the things we did was we stood at the grave of Zacharia Baumel. If anyone remembers Zacharia Baumel, he was returned in the spring of 2019. He was his remains were in captivity since the 80s, 30-something years. And he was returned that spring, and we stood by his grave in Har Herzl. It was so moving. And I remember when his remains were returned, along with his dog tag, his boots, and his tzitzit that he was wearing with his capture. And I told him in Shia, I said, I davened every day for Zacharia Baumel. You don't know which tefillah will bring the gula. But why am I bringing it up now? Because it says on Har Herzl, the graves, Dayenu, are long. There's a headstone and then a long grave. And they have inscriptions, besides about the Chayal Hufal, Psukim, etc. And by his grave it says, V'shavu me'eretz oyei v'shavu banam l'gvulam. Sons will return to the border, they will return from the land of the enemy. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sarah Rachel v'chana. That really was the introduction, with a lot of nekudos tied into it. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sarah Rachel v'chana. On Rosh Hashanah, why do we include these three biblical passages? The redemption of Sarah, the redemption of Chanah, and ultimately we speak about Rachel, Imenu, crying for her children, because when were these great biblical women remembered and redeemed? When did their Geula come? On Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Mibes HaAsurin, Rosh Hashanah Batal Avodah Mavaseri B'Mitzrayim, B'Nisha Nigal, B'Nisha Nasidin Nigal. For purposes of our shir, what is bolded is what is relevant to our shir. Nifka Dasara, Bazichronam Letova V'Nigzar Alein Herayon. What does Rashi say? Rashi, on the Gemara Zukt Rashi, what does it mean, Nifkada? These great women were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Bazichronam Letova, their remembrance for the good came before God, and pregnancy was decreed upon them. So this day has a tremendous koach. When you go into the sessions going forward after the shir, besides for the practical pointers that you will be given, the advice, the guidance that you will have to pass on to those in your kehilos, Rachman Atzlan, who are havali banim ve'im ayin meisa nochi, said Rachel, to have in mind is a tremendous Yom Tefillah. A tremendous Yom Tefillah. The koach of Nifkida, Sarah Rachel v'chana, Baal Zichronim Liftova, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nigzar Alein Herayon, the koach of redemption from this Nisayon is inherent in the day. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadav Kodesh Levracha, was a god on Eretz Yisrael in Bnei Brak. The exact year was Nifter 6 years ago. Chaf Dalad Kislev, this is your site, right before Hanukkah. Someone came to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. If you haven't read the art school biography, really amazing. Came to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, and they wanted to expel a child, which he was always very, very against, from their yeshiva. They explained the reason, the situation. So it seemed that they had to send the child out of the yeshiva. So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, said, okay, but what is the child's name and the name of the mother? And the Manal said, I don't know. And Rav Aaron Leib said, you want to expel a child from your Makom Torah and you never even davened for him? How could you not have uttered one prayer on behalf of this child? Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous day of Koach of Geula. Like we learn from these three great biblical women, our imahot. I know Chana is not one of our imahot, but a great biblical woman, the paradigm of tefillah. because this day is invested with the koch of Yeshua. Remember, Sarah says, "Kol shemei yitzachak li," and we saw Rashi yismach alai medrash agada harbe akaros nifkudu ima harbe cholim nisrapu ima. Rav Simcha Haya Ba'olam. The day of Rosh Hashanah itself has such a tremendous koach for Shafa Bracha to come from Shemayim. But in order to evoke, elicit, bring down that Shafa Bracha, we must daven. So with Rachel, we looked at Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, because it's the Haftorah. Let us look at Rachel's experience, just like Sarah's barrenness. And I prepared this year again with the theme in mind. Rosh Hashanah, Tefillah, Redemption, and the theme of your conference. Let's now go to Chumash when we see that Rachel experiences the pain and the longing for a child. So what page are we on? The Ramban. Page 3. The Ramban on page 3. Okay. So this is the beginning of Perek Lamed and Perek Chof Tes. Right at the end of Perek Chof Tes, like Penina, Leah has one child after another. Perek Chof Tes ends at Pasuk Lamed Hey with the birth of Yehuda. Leah conceives again. She gives birth to a fourth child. Ata pam odes Hashem al kein karashemo Yehuda vata amon miladat. Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Hey. She has four sons. Vateri Rachel kilo yalda liyakov. Rachel sees that she does not have a child for Yaakov. She has not given birth. And her sister has had four in quick succession. By the way, Leah is the aberration to the rule when it comes to the Imahot. How many children did Sarah have? One. How many children did Rivka have? Two and one. There's not so much Nachas Mibanim over there. And how many children did Rachel have after years of infertility? Two. So when we talk about Leah, who had seven, she ultimately births the most illustrious Shvatim. Yehuda, we can't get into that now. Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulin. Torah, Parnassa, Kohanim, Malchus. Rachel goes along the pattern of Sarah and Rivka. Vatevi Rachel, ki lo yadal Yaakov, v'tekane Rachel ba'achotah. The Torah is very descriptive of the feelings and the emotions of our biblical figures, our Avot and our Imahot. If they were Malachim, we would have nothing to learn from them. Because you would say, well, I'm not a Malach, so I can never hope to aspire to learn from them or to emulate their ways. The fact that they were, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. They were mortals. I understand. No, I don't understand, actually. That we are a teeny smidgen compared to a giant. I don't even understand, because I don't even understand what it means to be on this level. But they were still mortals. Okay, so Rashi says, Tekana b'masa tovim. V'tome el Yaakov, hava li banivim ayin meta nochi. Give me children. Oh, shorashim. What does hav mean? Hey, bet. What does Ahava mean? Well, to know what Ahava means, you have to look at the Shorash of Ahava. The Shorash of Ahava is Hav. What's Hav? Give. Give. How do you come to love someone? When you give. Of Yosef Tendler, he was the Manal of the Mechina of Neri Shal Baltimore, art school biography. Happens to be, he was also my Masada Kedushin, my husband's Rabbi. Of Yosef Tendler, Zechmona Levracha. A Talmud once came to him, my husband was very, very close to him in Neri Shul in high school. A Talmud once came to him and he said, Rabbi, I don't like my English teacher, what should I do? So Rabbi said, well, you have to like him, he's a Jew. So he said, well, I don't like him. So Rabbi said, give him presents and you will come to like him. Hav means what? What does Ahava mean? Ahava doesn't mean love. Ahava means how many Shorashim have we spoken about just in today's shiur? What does Hav mean? Give. Hava libanim, give me children, even ayin, and if not, I'm dead. Vayichraf Yaakov b'Rachel. Yaakov becomes angry at Rachel. Vayomer, hatachas elokim anochi asher manim mech pribayim. What are you coming to me for? Do I look like God? Have I held back from you the fruit of your womb? Let us look at the Ramban. Hava libanim, give me children. Please look at the Ramban, the last source on your handout. Amru HaMefarshim, Rashi, Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, what was she saying to him? Shatit palal alai, daven for me. Vim ayin, and if not, meit anochi. I'm going to die. Lashon Rashi. Ramban says that's a Lashon of Rashi. Shemi she'ein obanim rachmana litzlan chashuv kamis. Someone who does not have children is nechshav kamis. I went to Rabbi Shai Shechter. 1 second. It's 10:30. We started more than 10 minutes. I'm asking if I... No, I'm being serious. Can we go through this or I should stop? No, I know there's another... We can, what?
The next speaker's not here yet, so we've got a few more minutes.
Okay, I have a few more minutes. So how do we understand this? I heard a beautiful verse from Rabbi Shai Shechter, Rosh Beis Medrash at the Yangazer of Woodmere, and my Rav. So Rabbi Shai Shechter explained, there are different categories of people that Chazal say are nechsh of kamis. What is a cheresh? An akara, someone who does not have children. An ani is nechshav kames. These people are unable to fulfill the most basic need to give. Humanity was created to give to someone else. Someone who, aleinu aleichem, does not have children, is lacking the ability to give in the most basic way. Someone who is an ani lacks the ability to give. Someone who is blind and deaf lack the ability to interact in a normal fashion with others, and therefore they are generally, technology and science has changed things a lot today, but they are not able to give, they are generally receivers, and that's one way to understand this. I'm going to try and go a little quickly so I can finish this. I am astonished, says the Ramban. Please follow along with me. If she was saying, you should daven for me, then why does he become angry at her? And why does he say, am I instead of God? Does God not listen to the righteous? Umasha Amru, are you with me? You know where I'm up to, or should I stop and tell you where I'm up to? We know? Okay. Umasha Amru, and Chazal say, Abalo, hayulo banim, ani yeshli banim, menech mimech mana. One shot is, Yaakov was saying to her, listen, you're telling me I should daven for you like Yitzchak davened for Rivka. But what's the difference between Yitzchak and Rivka and me and you? What?
He has
Move your hand.
He has kids.
Ah, Yaakov have children with Leah. I told you that that Leah has four sons at the end of Perach of Tess. So Yitzchak was davening for his wife Rivka, Parshas told us Chafei, to be redeemed, but they both did not have children. Manech mimech. Velami many, it has been withheld from you and not from me. So the Ramban takes umbrage with this Ma'amar Chazal. He says, even if that's the case, even if the problem is not with Yaakov's own fertility, v'chiyat tzadikim eina mitpalalim ba'al achirim. What kind of argument is that? Even if it's the case that God withheld from him and not for her, do tzadikim not daven for somebody else? V'hine Eliyahu and Elisha, they examples from Malachim Aleph. And it seems from here, because of this, are you aware of this? Chazal were very, I don't know the right word to use because it's Yaakov Avinu. Let's just say what Chazal say. Amar lo Kosh Baruch Hu, kach onin es hameikos. I'm not sure what adjective to use to describe how Chazal take Yaakov to task. And the Medrash says, the God says, Kach onin et hameikot. That's how you answer someone's in pain. That's what you say. He held from you, not from me, am I instead of God? Take out your tail and say a kapitol. Chayech shabanayech asidi na'amod lefnei bana. The end of Bereishis. Who bows down to who? The sons of Leah bow down to? The son of Rachel. I swear on the future, because you answered a woman in pain like this, Yaakov, you knew your sons with Leah will bow down to her son. Balderech ha-pshat, Amra Rachel Yaakov, she'itin abanim. And the pshat is, Rachel said to Yaakov, give me children. I underlined it for you. Yeah, it's underlined. U'be'emes, da'ata lomar she'yitpalel Allah. What was she saying? Pray for me. Aval she'yitpalel Allah, ad she'itin abanim al kol panim. Davin in Torah, I absolutely have children. V'im ein she'tamit atzma b'tza'ar. And if not, she will put herself to death with her pain. the shiur is going online, but it's just a fact of my life. My first two children, Kenai and Har, are 6 years apart. So generally, when a from family has children who are 6 years apart, like we do, Baruch Hashem, it's usually not by choice. But Baruch Hashem, our first child was born a year after our wedding. Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilem Chasto. So I cannot say that I can relate exactly to what we are speaking about here, Baruch Hashem. But anyone who has undergone any sort of infertility, primary, secondary, 6 years, 2 years, more, you are well aware that it is an extremely painful and extremely lonely and extremely frightening nisayon. And she said, I am going to die. I am going to die in my pain. Dibra shelo kahogen bekinata. But the Ramban says she spoke inappropriately out of her jealousy. V'chashva ki bahavato ota yit'ana Yaakov v'yal beish sak ve'efer. That is how a woman who is undergoing infertility feels. And she believed that because he loved her so much, he would fast. He would wear sackcloth and ashes. And he said, she said, you're going to daven for me until I have children. You're going to fast for me. You're going to wear sackcloth and ash for me. You're not going to stop davening until I have a child because I'm going to die. Let's do the next paragraph really fast because I have a couple minutes till an hour is up. Vayichar af Yaakov. Ramban continues. Why did he become angry? She'ein tfilat ha-tzadikim bi-adam. She'tishma v'tana al-kol panim. Yaakov said, listen, even if I daven for you, sometimes there's a gezeirah and shemayim. I'm not God. So I could daven and daven and daven, but just sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no. U'ba'avur she'dibra derech ga'agu'ei hanashim. She spoke in the way of a woman who's longing, a woman's more emotional, ha'avot. A woman in love, a woman in pain, a woman with longing. Lahavchido b'mitata. She wanted to scare him with her death. Chara apo. That's why he became angry. And therefore he said to her, I'm not instead of God, that I should redeem barren women according to all opinions. And about this matter, he was not concerned because God withheld fruit from her and not from him. And this was in order to chastise her, to shame her because of how she spoke to him. Let's just do the last sentence that I underlined. What was the end result? Rachel realized, V'hine hatzadeket b'ra'ota shelo tuchal lahasmoch al tfilat Yaakov. Rachel realized, I cannot rely on anyone else. Shava, interesting that the Rabban uses the word shava. Tshuva, lashuv. Shava lihit palal al atzma. And when she finally conceives and has Yosef, the Pasuk says, and God listened to her, Targum Unka says, heard her prayers. The end result is that Rachel realized, other people could daven for me, but my connection to God is my own. I cannot rely on Yaakov. She returned. She sat before Kodesh Baruch Hu and she davened for herself. Rosh Hashanah is a day when the Sefer HaChaim and the Sefer HaMavis is open before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we say in the Unasana Tokef, Kama Yibareun, how many will be created? But Kama Ya'avorun, and how many will pass from the world? There is a tremendous koach on this day in Shamayim, when the Imahot were remembered and redeemed. We can tap into that koach. But like Rachel learned, the koach of bracha does not come down without tefillah. Tefillah is the catalyst. Shem Shem Pinkas has a whole piece on this. Tefillah is the catalyst to bring down the shefa bracha. It's waiting. But we must daven. We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for personal yeshuos, not only to heal the pain of the members of our kehilos, our talmidim and talmidos, the people with whom we share the journey of life, But ultimately, we ask Kosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the vision of Yirmiyahu. When we will stream once again to Tzion, the virgins will dance, the old men and the young men together. The fields will be full of grain and wine and oil and cattle and flocks. And on that great day, Eschas va'asa eschem al kanfei nesharim va'vi eschem elai. We won't have to say a shir amala b'shuv Hashem Mashiva Tzion. We see an El Al plane overhead because we will be on the plane, going back to a redeemed and rebuilt Tzion v'Yerushalayim Yerkosh. It has been a tremendous schos, an extremely humbling experience being here, speaking to so many of you, especially to many of the Rabbanim yesterday. I thank Michelle for her hard work. I thank Chief Rabbi and Lady Mervis for inviting me to speak here. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should continue to meet. Rabbi Soros Tovos, for Simchos, Lahagdil Torah, Ulaha Adira. I wish you all and your families and your kehilos, whether you're in the far-flung places of the Commonwealth or close to the center of the London and the Frum community, a kesiva v'chasima tova, a shana that is both tova u'misuka. Thank you so much, and kol tov, and a good Shabbos. Thank you so much, everyone.